from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Welcome back in, everybody. Sports Daily on KFH. Jacob Albrock, Tommy Caster with you on this Friday. It is Friday. We're getting ready to go into the weekend, and we are getting ready to talk some basketball. Basketball coverage on KFH presented by T-Mobile. Switch to T-Mobile, and you can get tons of benefits and still save on every plan versus AT&T and Verizon. Use their savings calculator to find out how at T-Mobile.com/switch. Welcome into the program right now, Connor Frandkamp of the Aftershocks, former Wichita State Shocker, ready to take on another TBT and try to play for $1 million. Connor, how are you this morning?
I'm doing well. How are you guys doing? Thanks for having me on.
We're good, man. How's everything going? I know you don't get a lot of, you know, run and look at in time to practice, but it's a lot of continuity for you guys. How's the team looking this year?
We're honestly looking pretty good. I think this is one of our best years, you know, that we've looked before our first game. So obviously that can change when the actual game starts. But right now, I feel like we're looking pretty good, and we're kind of meshing together pretty well.
So it's you, it's Mark. It's the same cast of characters. What do you think it is? You guys have begun to find a lot of success in the recent years. What do you think it is about this tournament that continuity seems to be such a big factor? It's why we see some of these teams we've never heard of, full of players we've never heard of, find success. It's got to be that continuity. Why is that, do you think?
I think guys just can complement each other well on the court. You know, Marcus and I played together at WSU, and then obviously Rashard played with us, and I think us here together have always played well together. And then I think, you know, those other teams find guys who play well together, maybe have played together overseas or something like that, and they're able to just gel, you know, pretty easily.
What do you think of the other teams? What do you think of KU and K-State? I know Mark had a little trash talk, and I loved it, about KU being scared to play Wichita State, so maybe you'd see them. Their rosters, I mean, you got a team out there with Frank Mason and Thomas Robinson on it. You know a lot of those guys. Like, it looks like they're starting to bring it a little bit at this thing.
Yeah, they are. I was talking to Zach just yesterday about how good the teams are all around the tournament. It seems like this year the teams might be the best year for you know, all the teams overall. KU's good, like you said. They have a really good roster, so I'm sure they'll make some noise. And K-State's good, too. So we just want to focus on one game at a time, because in this tournament, you know, you can get beat pretty much any game you play. So I think it's important for us just to focus on the first game. Then if we happen to play K-State or get to KU, whatever it may be, then we'll be ready for that too.
Connor Frankamp joining us, former Shocker great, Aftershocks now. And the Elam ending is a big part of this. For folks that have watched TBT, they know all about the Elam ending. I think one of the big reasons I've fallen in love with this tournament is the Elam ending. I mean, I'm crazy enough to say I wish it was across the board. Like, I wish that was how we ended all basketball games. That might be a little much, but I'm not even kidding. Like, I think that's how much it adds to the game. How have you taken to the Elam ending? I know you've had some big moments in it.
Right. I think it's really cool. I think it's, you know, it's obviously different from the other basketball, and especially those last, you know, once the Elam starts, it gets pretty tight and pretty pressure filled. So I enjoy it. It's something different, you know. And I think for the summertime, especially for the tournament, it's a perfect way to end the game.
Yeah, it's better than watching guys foul and shoot free throws.
Yeah, 100%. Yes.
So you guys are there. Are any of the new players or any of the players Shocker fans don't know about? Do you guys expect to be a big part of things? I know you guys fill out the roster a little bit with some players that you guys probably know from the international time and all that stuff. Anybody else that Shocker fans may not know that they need to watch for?
We got Jeremiah Martin this year. He played at Memphis back when we were in college, and he played for the Memphis alumni team last year. He's really good. He's a lefty. He had a really good year in Russia this year. I was actually just reading an article about how he had 37 against Wichita State. He was at Memphis, I think, his senior year. So he's a really good player. I think he's going to help us out a lot. I'm excited to play next year for sure. Then we have a big guy named Jabari who's going to help us out a lot. So, yeah, we have some new guys, I think, that will definitely help us. But yeah, they should be excited to watch those guys too.
If you think back, and I don't, what is this, your fourth or fifth year in this thing? If you think back to that first time that you decide, did you ever imagine that it would be this yearly tradition now with the kind of fan, or even that you would have interest in being involved? I mean, I know there's $1 million on the line, but other than that, I mean, I know this is, I mean, it's fun. It's fun. Did you ever see that when you first heard about this and were approached about playing?
I guess I never realized how big it was going to be. You know, it seems like it gets bigger and bigger every single year. And obviously with me being from Wichita, it's really nice that I can just play in my hometown. I don't have to travel anywhere, you know, and be gone for 2 weeks of the summer, since that's kind of such a special time for everybody during the off season. But it's always fun to play in front of the fans and then, you know, to reunite with the guys and hang out with them during the week. So for me, there's not really any negatives to it, but, it's really good to see how big the tournament is growing, and then we're obviously thankful to be able to host and have our home fans at our games.
Connor Frankamp joining us, Aftershocks, after his time at Wichita State. Where are you at now, Connor, in your non-TBT time? What's basketball life look like for you?
I was in Spain this last year. I have not signed for next year yet, kind of waiting a little bit. I'll probably sign here in the next, you know, 2 or 3 weeks and then start preparing for that. For my next season, it'll be my sixth season pro this next year. So, yeah, I've been at it for a while now.
And all good in that space. I mean, are you able to choose kind of where you want to play? And I don't know how the international, is it free agency when you go through this? I know you've spent time in a lot of different countries, but do you have a preference on where you play? How do you make the pick when you're playing internationally?
Well, my agent will take care of all the offers and everything for me, and then, you know, he'll present those offers and we'll go over them and kind of pick which is the best for me and where I want to go. I was in Russia when the war started. That was the only place I've signed a 2-year deal at, but I was only there for 6 months because of war, so we obviously had to go back home. But every year other than that, I've signed a 1-year contract, so it's kind of fun moving around and, you know, getting to see different parts of the world.
Is that terrifying as we would think it might be to be there when that happens and then to have to react to it? We are pretty fortunate here that we've never dealt with something like that. But what's going through your head when you hear war on your doorstep?
Yeah.
Right where you are, and you're, especially when you're not from there.
Right. It was pretty crazy, but the team did a great job of getting us back home and organizing us to get back home as soon as we possibly could. So it obviously, I think I got home about a week before it got, you know, too crazy over there. But the team did a great job of helping us get back and everything. And so I wasn't actually there for any of the big things or anything.
Yeah, I remember that. I'd forgotten that you were over there for that. Let's talk Shockers for just a minute, Connor. How much have you been able to follow now this next era, the Paul Mills era of what's going on? I'm sure you've had time to just in the last few days to spend around some of the new players. But what is your pulse check on the program as we head into year two of Paul Mills?
I got to watch a few of their games last year. Obviously, it's hard with the time difference overseas. So on the weekends, I would check in and watch some of their games. I think Paul Mills would do a great job. We met with him on Tuesday, I think, went to watch him practice, and he has some of his guys in now. So I'm excited for this next year, and I think he's going to do a great job and for sure get the program back to where it was.
Is that the sense from all the guys you talk about? It seems like everybody's pretty optimistic about the long-term direction. Is there a good alumni buzz happening right now?
Yeah, I think there is. I think everybody's really high on Paul, and I think they should be. He's a great guy, great coach. So I think everyone's really excited to see what he can do and take the program back up to where it was.
All right, well, Aftershocks, you guys will go tomorrow at noon. Here locally.
Correct.
That game will be on FS1. And then you've got Purple Rain right after you at 2. That game also televised on FS2. And then the other two get to the streams. You get a game before then. KU, the Mass Street team, is supposed to play starting at 7. I would tell people that they do stick pretty close to the schedule on these if you're going out to watch these games. They don't tend to linger very long with the Elam ending. But Midtown Prestige, I don't know if you can scout them, but we like your chances. $1 million on the line. Let's see if you guys can't get those final couple wins here and get that thing taken care of this year.
Yeah, we've been close before, and hopefully this can be the year that we can finally get it done. So I think we're all excited to get that one for sure.
And hopefully everybody stays healthy, Connor. We appreciate it. Thanks for stopping by.
Yeah, thank you, guys. I really appreciate it.
There goes Connor Frankamp, the Aftershocks, former Shocker great, of course, joining the program here just ahead of the TBT. Here we go again with the TBT. I'm telling you, man, the Elam ending, for me, if you haven't seen it, that's not even a joke, and I say it all the time this time. Like, I wish they would do that across basketball. So much better than free throws at the end of the game. Just watch a game. They almost all are exciting at the ending. I mean, they are. You basically have to hit a game-winning shot. I mean, that's the theory of it. Every game ends on a game-winning shot, essentially.
Even a game that's a blowout does have to end on a game-winning shot.
It has to end on a game-winning shot. So
it doesn't just end when time runs out. It doesn't end when people are shooting endless free throws. It's great.
And you don't really see blowouts very often.
Nope.
You just don't. Like, it's fantastic. I can't wait. I love this year's tournament. I think it's going to be a lot of fun. It'll start tomorrow at noon, K-State at 2. KU at 7. Here we go. Should be fun. $1 million on the line. Hope the crowd's big out there for him. All right, we're going to take a quick break. We'll come back. We'll get into Royals. We'll get into all the things as we head into the weekend. We return on Sports Daily.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Odyssey celebrates the back-to-school season, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Hey, fantasy football owners. The road to winning your fantasy football championship starts now. I'm Matt Harmon from Reception Perception. Join me and James Coe as we take a deep dive into the position that's going to make or break your fantasy roster. Wide receivers. We analyze route running, target share, and all the metrics that matter, giving you the insights you need to draft the best wide receivers. As you prep for your draft, let us give you the coverage you need. Follow and listen to Reception Perception on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.